#1, there was a shooting at Safeway. And I do believe Gabby is just with
Remember, it. 2 months ago, a 911 call in Tucson, Arizona.
Which way did he run?
He ran north past the Walgreens that's right next to the
Safeway. Can you describe him, sir? What was he wearing?
He was wearing a hoodie.
Run down that hallway towards the guy holding a gun. And the first words out of his mouth that I heard was, "I'll kill you."
An eyewitness there, and by the end, that man in the hoodie had killed 6 people, wounded 13, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was then fighting for her life with bullet wounds to the head.
2 months later, the wheels of justice have begun to slowly turn. The accused shooter, Jared Loughner, now faces 49 charges of murder and attempted murder under existing law. But what about next time?
College campuses are what we call, quote, gun-free zones. Law-abiding citizens can't carry their weapons, but criminals don't follow the rules.
Arizona State Senator Ron Gould is one of the voices seeking change in the aftermath of the shooting spree. He wants citizens to have their own options if an unstable person shows up with a firearm on campus.
The best thing that we can do is to meet force with force. For over 50 years now, the doctrine of mutually assured destruction has kept nuclear weapons from being used.
Because, but you sure you don't want a doctrine of mutually assured destruction in a parking lot in Tucson?
Well, you might.
That's Senator Gould of Arizona talking to our BBC partners, who are assembling voices who think the Loughner shooting is now an opportunity for real change in how we as Americans think about civilians and guns.
Just off the carefree highway near Phoenix is the Ben Avery shooting range, where the targets are little pieces of paper with bright red bullseyes. And it's where you can find Carol Rue, president of the Arizona Women's Shooting Association.
With the new bill, it's like the old Wild West.
Carol is in favor of allowing guns onto college campuses, but thinks Arizona is making it too easy for anyone to carry a gun. Mutual assured destruction on a college campus may require some cooler heads and advanced degrees in common sense.
If you are going to put this gun on your person, you damn well better make sure you know what you're doing. I mean, it's great to have the freedoms that we do have here, but there's a price to be paid, and it's just common sense to get the education.
That education is going to be coming from sources far from Arizona.
As Song Hee-cho methodically made his way through Norris Hall, law enforcement officials tell CBS News he fired between 175 and 225 bullets.
My name is Colin Goddard. Nearly 4 years ago, during my French class at Virginia Tech, I survived the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. I was one of 7 out of a class of 17 to survive.
During that Virginia Tech shooting, Colin Goddard was shot 4 times by a disturbed fellow student. He now works for the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, and he's been visiting Arizona and sharing his own experiences as a survivor.
Carrying a concealed weapon in public, that is not a right. That is a privilege we grant to those who meet certain requirements. And I'm saying those requirements are very low. But people say it's a constitutional, God-given right. And of all the amendments in the United States Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment is the only amendment with the word regulated in it. And I'd say that's there for a reason.
Regulated. But in the heat of gunfire and chaos, the only regulation that matters, perhaps, is in the mind of the person with their finger on that trigger.
Was somebody shot then, sir?
Yes, the guy, it looked like the guy had a semi-automatic pistol. He went in, he just started firing.
Is anybody injured?
There was multiple people shot.
Joe Zamudio had his finger close to the trigger of his own pistol that day in Tucson as he rushed to the Safeway parking lot 2 months ago. By the time he got there, Jared Loughner was already in custody. Zamudio regrets he got there late and says he was ready to take action with his own gun.
That's why you have it. Is so that you won't need it. But if you do, you use it. And I know I wasn't able to stop him from hurting anyone he hurt. And that bothers me. You can never know. People take out their problems on other people. If you don't like your life and you want to act out because of it, then I'm going to put you down.
With his own gun, says Joe Zamudio, witness to the Tucson Safeway shooting 2 months ago, speaking to our partners, the BBC. Since the shooting, Gabrielle Giffords continues to make a remarkable recovery at that rehab hospital in Houston, Texas. Jared Lee Loughner, meanwhile, has pleaded not guilty to all 49 charges of murder and attempted murder filed by the federal government. And the U.S. Supreme Court's last major ruling on the Second Amendment was only last year.